possibility. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, as we finish this week out on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Boy, everything sounds loud. Let's do something with this. Okay, there we go. That's much more gooder. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your home computer, but it is going to come to your mobile phone via text. With this, you can schedule everything you've got coming up during the day, but what it does that separates them from the rest of the herd is how it, totally based on your locale and without any prompting from you whatsoever, it's going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for: the terrorist attack, the flash flood, the tornado, the earthquake. It'll let you know the earthquake is happening. I don't think it can forecast it. But you're not only going to find it out, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Next hour, we're going to be joined by the boss, Larry Pratt. We're going to get a hold of him for about an hour. And then following that, in the 10 o'clock hour, which I know somebody's already in there waiting for this, but in the 10 o'clock hour, Eastern Time, we're going to be joined by James Yeager of Tactical Response, who's been camped out at the Bundy Ranch all week. The Bundy Ranch continues to be the gift that keeps on giving. Now, on my birthday, day before yesterday, on my birthday, the Moms Demand Action and the Mayors Against Illegal Guns merged to become Every Town for Gun Safety, which, by the way, safety is the new spelling for prohibition. And a gun rights group called Gun Rights Across America went out and claimed on Facebook the Every Town for Gun Safety Facebook page. And before the Bloomberg-backed group could hop onto it. Now, the Every Town for Gun Safety page is going to be a pro-gun page. Sort of reminds me of Ares Armor and SenatorFeinstein.com. Since that page has launched, it's gained more than 7,000 fans. And they've posted numerous articles about the merger and gun safety guides for handling guns and updated its avatar image about 4 times since the 16th of April. What is today, the 18th? It is unknown what will happen with this page in the near future, whether it will be shut down or turned over to the gun control group. According to Facebook guidelines, a page for a brand, entity, place, or organization or public figure may be administered only by an authorized representative of that brand, entity, place, or organization, or a public figure, but it has yet to be determined if this applies. The problem with the Every Town organization is they don't have they don't have trademark on this yet. I have heard that, and I heard this from Jill Trammell, who's our new PR person, and she was on the show with me yesterday. I have heard from her that Mark Glaze, ostensibly now the executive director of Everytown, since he was the executive director of the mayor's, is out there challenging, and for some reason, now this was Gun Rights Across America. This was who did this, but they're blaming the NRA. They're blaming the NRA. And I've heard that Mark Glaze says perhaps we should have a duel. Now, there's two thoughts that come to mind first. First of all, you don't challenge gunfighters to a duel. Second thing, why is he going with the violent metaphor? Why is he advocating going to a gun? I think every town should be for gun safety, too. You want to know how you practice gun safety? Here's how you do it. You hold the gun up and down range, and you don't put your finger on the trigger till you're ready to pull it. And if it isn't in that posture, then it's in some adjusted angle in that posture, once again, without your finger on the trigger. Or it's in your holster. There's gun to safety for you. And I saw their latest little bit of junk. They took their cartoon where a little boy finds a gun and accidentally shoots himself in the head and substituted a little girl where she's playing hide-and-seek, and she finds a gun, a Beretta. And, you know, as all children are, they are curious, and they point it at themselves and look down the barrel, and then she cocks the hammer back, and she has two fingers on the trigger. So when her brother turns and says, "I found you," that she can turn around delighted and accidentally pull the trigger and blow around into her brainstem. Now, I have a couple of problems. This is the first Everytown commercial. Hey, and we need to start the conversation. We've been having the conversation for a long time, moms and mayors. See, if you guys were, and I talked about this yesterday, if you were actually for gun safety, a lot of organizations teach gun safety every day. And the people that you attack, the NRA, have the Eddie Eagle program. Why would you be attacking them since they promote gun safety? Oh, no, wait a minute. They keep stomping out. No matter how much money you spend, gun advocacy and constituents keep stomping out your agenda, don't they? They did it in Colorado handily, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah. So, here they come again. Bloomberg and Watts and Glaze and all of them need to be on notice. They're not just talking and fighting the NRA. They're fighting 100-some-odd million people. They're fighting, and you know what? The NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, we don't spend a lot of money compared to what they spend on lobbying. We just send out an email blast. And then the most potent part of America comes forward and says, "Don't you do it. Don't you go that way." So I believe the NRA, which is the biggest spender, last year spent $20 million on lobbying. Bloomberg is going to put $50 million into it from the get-go with Everytown. And I think he spent $14 million altogether last year, including the failed things he did in Colorado. He failed in New Hampshire. He fails everywhere he goes. His only success so far has been New York State. And I just saw what a federal judge did regarding that and everything else. Federal judges out there. I guess with a federal judge, if you can have a single shot 22 in New York State, that means that your Second Amendment right is fulfilled. But they're going to, you know, they, the elite, you know, how do I put it? Bloomberg thinks he's on the Heaven Express because of his good work. And it's not for me to say where he goes at the end for his final reward, but I'm not sitting around thinking that with what I do that I have earned that spot. Maybe it's because I'm not as much of a egomaniac as I thought I was. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of Texas in the U.S. Congress, Representative Steve Stockman has introduced another bill. This guy just is great. I understand why Larry backed him. He's introduced a bill taking aim at state gun registration schemes by offering to cut federal dollars off for them for those jurisdictions. His bill would eliminate Department of Justice funding through grant programs for state agencies that maintain a list or registry of gun owners. Right now, it is currently being reviewed by the House Committee on the Judiciary. Now, I like this bill, although not quite as potent as his last bill, which will be very telling if it ever gets up for a vote or anything. But I like this bill. Now, of course, it's doomed because Harry Reid is too busy being concerned about the Bundy Ranch. You know, he's the Senate Majority Leader. We got North Korea, Iran. We got them on the horizon. There's more people, more women are out of work than are on food stamps. It's never been a great thing. We got Obamacare happening and everything else. But no, he's concerned with the Bundy Ranch. Now, I understand why he's concerned with the Bundy Ranch, because he is an evil, dingy man. He has a screechy voice that sounds like your operator that you call when you're making that first call into the 1-900 number, you know. But he's looking for the Benjamins. I'm sure his son will take care of him. But that doesn't negate how good this bill is. Stockman said in a statement yesterday, or day before yesterday, in states like New York, gun-grabbing politicians are using gun owner registries to hunt down law-abiding gun owners, and demand they surrender their personal weapons. My bill ends anti-gun tyranny by cutting off the funds gun grabbers use to implement their tracking and confiscation schemes. I like it. It's just all kinds of like. It's just a win. The bill, H.R. 4380, the Gun Confiscation and Registration Prevention Act, specifically prohibits funds made available to states through the National Instant Criminal Check System and the Community-Oriented Policing Services, COPS, program, to any jurisdiction that maintains a registry of gun ownership or conducts any form of firearm confiscation from legal owners. I think that should possibly be amended to state attempted registry. simply because it hasn't quite worked out the way they were anticipating. Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran recently... is it Thad or Tad? It's got an H. Is it silent? Thad Cochran recently introduced a similar bill to deny the funds specifically used for registration schemes last month in the Senate. Stockman's legislation is significantly stronger, as it would forbid COPS program funding for agencies located in jurisdictions that have gun registries. California would pay dearly. They've had centralized state gun registration. Let's see what I can do about that. Check. There, how's that? Is that any better? Try that one on for size. California has had centralized state gun registration for nearly two decades. And in 2013, they received $20 million in grants. That allowed officials to put 105 more officers in the streets of 39 cities across the state. Smaller amounts went to registry states such as Connecticut, New York. This includes over $2 million for new school resource officers in towns such as Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Troy, New York. Quite interesting. If Stockman's bill became law, all of those programs could be jeopardized in states that have mandated gun registration. Stockman has been throwing a lot of stuff out there. He's pushed the Safe Military Bases Act, H.R. 3199. He's pushed the restrictions on banning guns. H.R. 4380 will be heard in committee in the coming days. Where it will go to the, the Senate, it, ostensibly, if it makes it out of the House, and then it will die. Thanks, Harry. Harry Reid. He is just, you know, one thing that, that bothers me most. Steve Stockman is sort of like an island in Congress. You got Trey Gowdy on oversight, and he's sort of the same way. These guys are out there, and they understand that the country's going to have to take a hard right turn just to get right center again. We cannot gradually go there, because that path of being gradual means that it's, you know, if the Republicans take the Senate, which, hey, I'll tell you again, it's not a gigantic win, because some of those Republicans are sort of squishy. If they do take the Senate and then won the presidency, somewhere down the line, that pendulum will swing back. And the Democrats will have full control of everything. This is just the way it goes, because America is looking for instant gratification. And there are politicians on the right, like Stockman, like Gowdy, that want to take a absolute hard right turn, because they understand to get us that way, they're going to have to do it. And, you know, I've been hearing about, I read all the time. First of all, let me tell you this. National Review Online, don't waste your time going there. Don't waste your time, because they look at people like Stockman and Gowdy and Cruz and Alan West and Sarah Palin. They look upon people like that as extremes, as fringe elements. And they allow attacks on them, like the one where Harry Reid is out there calling the people at the Bundy Ranch domestic terrorists. They're not up there to counter it. And that's indicative of the way the establishment Republican setup works. They believe in moderation. They believe in, you know, their guys are John McCain and Lindsey Graham, you know, Chris Christie. We believe in these guys. Those guys do. They're the boys. They'll let somebody as senile as John McCain walk around as the conservative figurehead as he meanders all over the place. He can stand with the Syrian jihadis and say, well, my friends, these people are just moderates. And that's supposed to be good. Then they'll shake his hand and enjoy the photo op and run off and go kill some people. One thing the Republicans don't seem to understand, especially on gun rights. Let's say that we do take the Senate and the presidency in 2016. I'm coming out. I'm going to be, I'll be calling Pratt every day. We need to get somebody to propose rolling back the Hughes Amendment. To repeal the Hughes Amendment. And then everybody, there'll be a wringing of the hands. Well, then machine guns will be in the street. It'll be just like Chicago during the heyday of the big prohibition gangs, or you know, you could say like Chicago today, whichever way you want to put it. But we need to start repealing some of this stuff. And as politicians like Stockman and Gowdy and Cruz and West and Palin and that kind of people, they're the ones that actually would do it. But they're extreme. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've just been anointed the hammer in the chat room. I'm going to have that tattooed on one of my arms. Or maybe the side of my head, because I got a lot of space up there, too. Coming up next hour is going to be Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk about some things we're getting ready to expand, some things that are going on across the country. And then in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Instructor Extraordinaire James Yeager of Tactical Response, where he is on the ground in the Bundy Ranch, inside the confines of the Bundy Ranch. And we're going to be talking to him next. Now, in Detroit, for some reason, I would hope for their sakes, for their own sakes, that the criminals in Detroit would take a moment and have a learning, take a moment and take a lesson. Because for the seventh time since the beginning of the year, a would-be victim has turned the tables on an unwelcome intruder. Criminals are getting perforated all over the place in Detroit. And thankfully, law enforcement is behind them there, and I'm sure there's some people that are not. There are some people in Detroit that are calling this vigilanteism. Okay? Now, a vigilante, as popularized by Charles Bronson in the movies, is somebody that goes out looking for bad guys and baits them and then kills them. That's a vigilante. You are not a vigilante if you're in your house enjoying your turkey pot pie. You just are not. You're not a vigilante if you're in your driveway taking your groceries in, probably full of turkey pot pies, and somebody walks up and wants to steal your car. You are not. And all of these people that are crying vigilanteism, I wonder how you would feel if one of these people, one of these predators, came up on you. And then we'd either find out if, one, you're a hypocrite, or two, if you are just so deluded that you are going to be a victim. Because if you defend yourself with a gun, of course, you're a hypocrite. What is good enough for me is good enough for thee. That's the way I live. And that's the way you should live, busybodies. In this particular case, two intruders broke into a Detroit home while a third waiting in, you know, they had the getaway car running. Homeowner shot at the suspects who broke through a window, and the intruders shot back. Somehow or other, criminals are able to get guns. Does anybody else know that? According to police reports, the suspect in the vehicle was shot in the encounter. The two other suspects fled on foot, but the driver of the vehicle drove straight into a neighboring house and died on the scene, which is almost a parallel, complete parallel to something that happened with me. At this time, the police have not said if the driver died from gunshot wounds or from the crash into the house, but it looks like it was the gunfire that ended this one. I'm sure that the car idled into the house. Without even being there, I'm sure the car idled, or it was a runaway. Police are still looking for the two suspects that fled on foot, but if they try this stunt again, they will need another driver. Detroit's police chief, Craig, has come out in support of homeowners defending themselves against violent criminals who break into their homes. He admitted that the police just can't be there on time and to stop crime, but armed citizens can, in fact, deter and stop crime. No kidding. You know, I told you this story the other day about, this lady in Washington State that was trying to call 911 because somebody was coming into her house. She called them 37 times. 37 times, and 911 was down. You know, 911 is not foolproof. And it was down. And finally, she armed herself with a knife, but she still believed that 911 was the way to go. And then told you yesterday about the lady that was on the phone with 911 for 13 minutes, and her husband shot her while she was on the phone for 13 minutes. Now, the Detroit law enforcement has addressed the vigilanteism issue. They stated last week, the issue of vigilanteism, as I've publicly said, and I'll say it again, I do not promote vigilanteism. In fact, I vehemently object. It's cowardly. Vigilanteism is self-appointed law enforcement. They're not authorized to engage in law enforcement activities. And when they do engage in that, they should be punished. However, I do support the Constitution of this United States. I didn't write the laws or write the Second Amendment, but I happen to be an advocate of self-defense. Self-defense when someone's faced with imminent, the emphasis on imminent threat to your life or someone else. They have a right to protect oneself. Listen, all of you mealy-mouthed tree huggers, take a moment and reflect. Put yourself in the place of these homeowners who are bothering no one, who are, you know, in some cases elderly, some cases female. They're bothering no one. They just want to go about their lives. Hey, and you know what? A lot of them are black. You so-called, I'm not the racist here. You're the racist, gun grabbers. You're the racist because I'm glad these black Americans defend themselves. I'm glad. I'm almost certain they're upstanding citizens and everything else, and they should be bothered by anybody in any way, shape, or form. And you need to take just a pause for just a second and put yourself in their place. Put yourself in the place of that young lady in Detroit. Well, she wasn't a young lady, but she was a female, black female. She's driven up. She's getting out of her car. Two thugs walk up on her demanding her car at gunpoint. She has the presence of mind to say, here's the keys, throws them to the right, shoots one of them. The other one makes like a track star. What should she have done? Given up her keys? Given up her property? Let these guys continue on their ways? That doesn't always work out really well. Just ask Amanda Collins. That doesn't always work out really well. And if you don't like that, you mush mouth, whatever. What do you call somebody that thinks self-defense is not a viability? That it's not something that you should seriously consider? What do you call somebody that thinks you should just simply continually cower? What do you call somebody like that? I don't have the vocabulary to give them a label. Stupid, perhaps? I don't know. Because if they're in that position, they're not liking it as much as they pretend like they would. But for those of you who think that somebody breaking into somebody's house and shattering their peace, breaching their domicile, invading their property, if you kill one of them, if you think that's vigilantism, if that's the way you want to label it, then I'm for it. Ich bin ein Vigilante. You guys could bite my glutamus maximus. I don't care what you believe or how you believe it. That is just the stupidest stuff I've ever heard. Vigilantism. That doesn't bother me much, though. We're going into the last break on the hour. When we get back, for people like me, when I trained in the military and everything, we did a lot of our shooting prone. And sometimes, as we get older, when we can't, run around as much as these other kids did, I watched a bunch of kids run around last night, and it was wild. It was great. When you can't do that, you can go to precision shooting. But what if you get too old? If you're still a good shot, but you're too old to shoot prone, I'm going to give you a little option. It costs about $90 to implement. And it's something you can carry around and do for all of your precision shooting. But as we age, which I'm fully involved in that right now, as we age, there's no reason we cannot continue to train. We just have to change the way we train. We have to go from being tactical to tactical. We have to outthink and outsmart what's going on. And here's a way to do this to stay sharp for the training part of it anyway. When I was in the Army, I would run around. Let's see, I was trained in most of my training was between 23 and 25. I could run right down the road, right down the lane and do a rush and land on my knees and slam the butt of my rifle down at full speed on hard packed earth. And I just thought that was the stuff. If I tried that today, I'd be laid out there for probably, I don't know, a couple of days. Unless they came and gurneyed me away. So, coming up is an option on how to train for long-range shooting without pain. Training without pain is always nice, isn't it? Probably had enough on the way up the road. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking?
If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I see what you put up there. I don't know who's calling in, but I have somebody on the line. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Ed in Kentucky. Okay. What you got?
How you doing, brother Bill?
I'm doing okay. What's up?
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
How's it like to be 21 again?
It's great. I'm legal. Nobody, you know, I can go in and buy beer with an ID.
Yeah. That you could take your state. You could take your slave ID and buy slave beer.
I think it's interesting that I used to get carded when I was 21, and now that I'm 53, all of a sudden I'm getting carded again.
I know. Why are stores doing that all of a sudden? You're standing in front of a youngster young enough to be your grandkid, and you're like, really, your ID at me?
I'm always flattered by it. In the state,
even still.
I don't know how it is state to state. I don't know if it's a state thing, but in my state, they do sting operations from time to time where they will send somebody in, and if they're buying cigarettes or alcohol,
do that Kentucky here every summer, every spring and summer. They'll hit the ATF. In Kentucky and Ohio and Indiana here, we have a task force called Renew. It's made of DEA, ATF, U.S. Marshals, and local police officers, like Cincinnati, Covington, Kenton County, you know, all the tri-state in the area, police officers. And every summer, every spring and summer, they'll get teenagers. Some of them will be like, the agents will take their kids to work and say, go in there, buy cigarettes. And all of a sudden, they'll come out with packages there, the agents will walk right in and say, hi. You just sold this little girl, and she's out of age, and you didn't card her. And they nail up every time. They nail about five of them every year. You had a hard time labeling people that like to expect sheeple to rely on 911 and be compliant with bad guys.
Yeah, yes, please don't use a FCC non-compliant word, though, as you describe them.
No.
That's why I have a hard time with it.
Well, I know this is a family-friendly show, and I
yes,
know,
sir. Yes, sir.
And we are professional soldiers, though. You know, we
yes,
are soldiers.
Sir.
We are professional. Even though we can, when we do cut loose, we can make every military branch in the world blush.
Blush.
But, that's beside the point. You call them politicians.
Well. You know, I saw a protest the other day in front of the NRA headquarters, okay? And the Media Research Center was there, and they were questioning the protesters of the NRA, why they were protesting the NRA. And one woman was up there, and she honestly believed that the only people that should be able to use a weapon should be the police, sworn law officers. And I would really like to get out there, and it would be such a cruel experiment, right?
But an eye-opener.
But let's take all of these protesters, let's identify all of them, and then let's send in a group, simulated, of course, to go do a little staged home invasion or carjacking, and let's see how they feel about waiting on the police, because waiting on the police... you can say waiting on the police, or you can just use three letters, or what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 letters. You can either, you can call it waiting on the police, or you can call it death.
Yeah.
Because when you're waiting on the police, you're making a bunch of presumptions you don't have enough information to go with. Okay, here come the home invaders. Are they going to be satisfied with my flat screen TV, or they're going to sexually assault my wife and kill me? You know, you don't know. You have no idea.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Bill. It was Chief Craig that actually opened up and said, people of Detroit, arm yourselves.
Yep.
Because he got tired of this. I mean, he's going against every directive that DHS has set by. And he said, I don't care. This is my city. I got to protect it. And he said, arm yourselves. Arm yourselves. And if you notice, since he went back being a police chief in Detroit, and he said that, a lot of these criminals now are backing down. They're saying, wait a minute, you know, these people now are possibly armed because police chiefs get them sanctioning.
Well,
now that's rarity that you would actually see a police chief stand up and say, citizen, I am your police chief. You designated me to protect you. Arm yourself.
Well, now
that's a cop. That's a cop.
Yeah, that's a cop. Old Chief Craig now. He is... He's also in an enviable position because right now Detroit's in receivership and they can't fire him. So he enjoys that luxury right now. So he can get out and speak his mind. He doesn't have to be political, which is law enforcement shouldn't have to be political.
They shouldn't, but the thing is, Bill, you and I both know when we were kids, cops walked the beat. They knew everybody on their patrol. They weren't afraid to get out of the car and say hi.
Sure.
They weren't afraid to shake your hand. They weren't afraid to take the time and diffuse a situation to where it don't end up in court. You know? Nowadays, they slam them, bang them, arrest them, that's it. We got a good conviction rate, but they don't understand. Every time you slap a cuffs on somebody and slam them in the pokey, that's anywhere from a quarter to half your pay going into court costs. And you wonder why police departments are laying off? It's because you cops are using the wrong discretion. You're not taking the time to sit down and defuse situations that are slapping cuffs and throwing them in the pokey.
I believe a good law enforcement, when like you're talking about when we were kids, as I grew a little older, I would see them from time to time, and they seemed almost to be part psychologist, because they would sit there and do everything they could do to try to defuse something. And then, as a last resort, well, then they start banging, you know, you start bouncing off of a car hood or something once they tried everything they could. And now it's, you know, I loathe the advent of the taser. Because if you get out there and somebody stops you and you, excuse me, officer, why did you stop me? I know all of my lights work. I was doing the speed limit, and I just put it on my blinker, and I know everything's good. You're tased.
Well,
in some cases.
Yeah, but see, when they came out with the tasers, right?
Yep.
They just gave them another tool to use, supposedly. Because remember, they used to reach for their clubs all the time.
Well, you got to get too close with the clubs. Sometimes the clubs get taken away.
Yeah. A friend of mine, when he retired from the Navy, he's a retired Navy SEAL. And did you know that when he retired, he went home. Went home back to North Carolina before he went out west with his wife and his kids. He went back home and seen his parents. And did you know that every police department head came and saw him? State police, county sheriff, city police. And he said, what the hell's going on? You're a Navy SEAL. He said, yeah. Your point being what? Well, you own weapons. He said, yeah, and every one of them is registered. And he said, what's your point, guys? He goes, I'm moving. He goes, blow smoke up my butt if you want, he says, but you're in my way. And he said, what's your point in all this? He says, harassment? He says, that's a lawsuit. He says, intimidation? That's against the law. He said, do you want me to read the law book to you? He said, I can go in there and get it. He says, I am a soldier. He says, a sailor. He says, I am quite aware of the laws of this land. He goes, I defended them for over 20 years. And he says, and you people break every damn one of them. He goes, now you got 30 seconds to go ask my property. Or he says, I will make citizens arrests right now. They left.
Of course. Of course. I do see police officers from time to time that, you know, most of them, there's a lot of law for them to absorb. And they do get embarrassed, and a lot of them just withdraw. But I've run out of time, Ed. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the wish. I appreciate that. You stay safe. Hey. Coming up next, from Gun Owners of America, the Executive Director, Larry Pratt, he will be joining me on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.